Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 21, The Dynasty of Bharat. I will read from Retext 12, the English. Excuse me, let's see. Text 13, I'll read the English. Text 14, the English. Text 15, the English. And text 16 we'll do together, and there's a purport there. So this is text number 13. By offering my water to maintain the life of this poor Chandala, who is struggling to live, I have been freed from all hunger, thirst, fatigue, trembling of the body, moroseness, distress, lamentation, and illusion. Text number 14. Having spoken thus, King Runtidev, although on the verge of death because of thirst, gave his own portion of water to the Chandala without hesitation, for the king was naturally very kind and sober. Text number 15. Demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, who can satisfy all materially ambitious men by giving them the rewards they desire, then manifested their own identities before King Runtidev, for it was they who had presented themselves as the Brahmana, Shudra, Chandala, and so on. Text number 16. Savaitebhyo namaskritya. Savaitebhyo namaskritya. Nisango Nisango vigatasprihaha. Nisango vigatasprihaha. Vasudeve Bhagavati. Vasudeve Bhagavati. Bhakcha chakre manaparam. Bhakcha chakre manaparam. Savaitebhyo namaskritya. Nisango vigat that tune's not going to work. Vigata. Nisango vigata spriyaha. Vasudeve Bhagavati. Bhakcha chakre manaparam. Savaitebhyo namaskritya. Nisango vigatasprihaha. Vasudeve Bhagavati. Bhakcha chakre manaparam. Savaitebhyo namaskritya. Nisango vigatasprihaha. Vasudeve Bhagavati. Bhakcha chakre manaparam. Someone else, please. Savaitebhyo namaskritya. Nisango vigatasprihaha. Vasudeve Bhagavati. Bhakcha chakre manaparam. Savaitebhyo namaskritya. So Vagata Sriha Deve Bhagavati Bhakti Chakra Anaparam Savaite Bhya Namaskritya Nisanga Vagata Sriha Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Chakra Manaparam Savaite Bhyo Namaskritya Nisanga Vigatas Priyaha Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Chakra Manaparam Savaite Bhyo Namaskritya Nisanga Vigatas Priyaha Sudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Chakra Manaparam. Ladies, and feel free to adjust the key. Okay. Sweet job. Nisanga Jaspriya Vasudeve Bhagavati Param Savaitebhya Namaskritya Nisanga Vigataspriya Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Chakra Manaparam Sa He King Runtidev Vai Indeed Tebya unto Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and the other demigods. Nama Kriya offering obeisances. Nisanga with no ambition to take any benefit from them. Vigatas Priyaha, completely free from desires for material possessions. Vasudeve, unto the Lord Vasudev. Bhagavati, the Supreme Lord. Bhakti, by devotional service. Chakra, fixed. Mana, the mind. Param, as the ultimate goal of life. Translation, King Runtidev had no ambition to enjoy material benefits from the demigods. He offered them obeisances, but because he was factually attached to Lord Vishnu, Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he fixed his mind at Lord Vishnu's lotus feet. Purport. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Anya Devarsh Shrayanai Tomare Kahinubai A Bhakti Parama Karana. If one wants to become a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord, one should not hanker to take benedictions from the demigods. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 7:20, Kamastas Chaya Ritigana Prapajante Nadevataha. Those befooled by the illusion of the material energy worship gods other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although Runtidev was personally able to see Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, he did not hanker to take material benefits from them. Rather, he fixed his mind upon Lord Vasudev and rendered devotional service unto him. This is the sign of a pure devotee, whose heart is not adulterated by material desires. Anyabhi lasita sunya gana karmana navritam anuklanena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. Om Gyana Tamadandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuramilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurudeve Namaha. Another wonderful example of a Vaishnava and the example that we should follow, King Runti Dev. King Runti Dev was very charitable. He had food stuffs that he had given away, and even when it came to having just some water left, he was very charitable and giving that away as well. Srila Prabhupada, another wonderful example, as he gave everything. He showed us everything by his personal example, how to give our time, how to give, ultimately giving everything away to Krishna, because at the end, we can't have it, we can't keep it, we can't take it with us. And we can see in this world that we live in, there are people that have so much fame, so much adoration, so much distinction, so much wealth. But no amount of wealth, no amount of anything material is going to save us at that moment. And we see that even recently, there have been some celebrities, people who are very famous in the world, people who have had money, people who have had followers. Suddenly, at young age, it's all been taken away. So this life that we're living in, this human form of life, as we've progressed through the 8,400,000 species of life, we finally have the opportunity to understand what is the goal of life and what is going to happen in our next life. So it's very, very important verse. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. So something to focus on today as we act in our Krishna conscious activities, in our devotional service, in whatever that we do, it should be done favorably and not for material profit or gain. We don't want to do our devotional service in such a way that we're trying to get recognition. We all have something very good that we can offer to the Supreme Lord. But be very careful not to, offer to Krishna in the wrong way, with the wrong mood. We may dress the deities very nicely. That's for Krishna's pleasure, not for our own pleasure. Although we do look at the deities and we do get pleasure, but it's not for our own self, so everyone can see how wonderful a job we do, dressing the deities or leading kirtan. Or even this morning, I was trying to put the garland on Srila Prabhupada and I couldn't quite get it right. And no matter how I tried, it wouldn't come out right. And then a couple of the Vaishnavas straightened out the garland and it looked wonderful. And to their credit, thank you very much. So Krishna will keep us humble. No matter how hard we try, Krishna will keep us in a humble state of mind, not to get proud. And Krishna will also take away from us. Suddenly we may have something material, and we're very proud of it. But at any moment, Krishna may take it away from us. So we have to be very careful, ultimately, what we're attached to. Because if Krishna looks favorably upon us, He's going to give us what it is that we need for our spiritual advancement, for our growth in Krishna consciousness. And let's never question, Krishna, why are you doing this to me? Because whatever it is that Krishna is doing is perfect. And you know, we're sincere, when we're sincere, you know, Krishna really will test us. He'll put us in a situation that we can develop purity, where we can burn up the seeds of material desires. So this process of Krishna consciousness is perfect. And we must perform our devotional service in order to ultimately satisfy the self. Savaipum so paro dharmo yato bhaktirat hoksajay ahaitukiya pratiyata yayatma supersedati. Ahaitukiya pratiyata yayatma supersedati. Very important. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, where it said that one must be ahaitukiya pratiyata, unmotivated and uninterrupted in one's devotional service. That will completely, yatma supersedency, satisfy the self. So if we wonder why we might not be getting the taste, if we're not fully feeling satisfied, it's because we need to make some adjustments in what we do, in our own consciousness, in our own mentality, what we're doing, how we're doing it, what is the purpose for what we're doing. So it's not the process itself that, because again, the process is perfect, but it's us that is we're not doing it in the right frame of mind. Ultimately, everything belongs to Krishna. We should give everything to Krishna. It could be something very valuable, but it's for Krishna. And Krishna will, at a certain time in our life, and you'll know when it's time to give that up. Now, it may even be that, you may have even some wonderful maha sweets that you got in the morning, and then you bring it home, and then you have a friend come and knock on your door, and all you really have at that moment is that nice sandesh to offer Krishna, to offer to the visitor, to the devotee who might be visiting. Or maybe it's someone who's not even a devotee and they're coming to your house to fix something, to repair something. Or even it could be someone that knocked on the wrong door. Or it could be Jehovah Witnesses coming to come preach, or what have you. But every situation is a situation for us to preach Krishna consciousness, to give Krishna consciousness to others, to distribute prasadam. So if someone comes to your door, even if it's an enemy, you should still be kind. You should still give them prasadam. If you can't give them prasadam, you know, speak nice words, give them a sitting place. I remember back in the 80s, I did some extensive preaching in Guyana, South America. And Bhutadi Prabhu was telling me one story, how in the Iflat Temple, which was the main temple outside of Georgetown, one night he was in his house, and he heard, in the house, which later became the temple, and maybe it was the temple at the time, I didn't catch that part. And he heard someone like rattling one of the windows, and the window opened up. And this stranger came in the house, and he was coming to actually steal from him, because he went into one of the rooms and he was rough, you know, going through some of his belongings. And Bhutadi Prabhu went over to him and said, can I help you? And the guy was totally startled. He said, come. And Bhutadi was very peaceful, very relaxed. He says, come in. I would like to speak with you. And he brought him into the big room. And he gave him prasadam, and he spoke to him about Krishna consciousness. And the end result of this is that the person who was actually coming to steal from him, steal from the house, left and never stole anything and never hurt anyone. And Bhutadi Prabhu told me this story personally. So, you know, that's a great story. It's a great example how We need to be kind to people. We need to give to people, whether it's prasadam, whether it's Srila Prabhupada's books, whether it's just kindness. Because if people get to know you and they like you, then they'll want to hear from you. Well, they'll watch you. They'll see what your example is. And as I've said before, here in New Dwarka, there's so many people that are coming through here, even driving on the road every single day. And there are people watching us and seeing what are we doing? What are we all about? So this is preaching, just preaching by example. So as I mentioned in the beginning, King Runty Dave, great example. He was a pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada, pure devotee. And so if we just watch and pay very close attention to what Srila Prabhupada does, what he says, pay very close attention, we'll begin to pick up some of the different qualities, and you know, we then can also become very good examples or better examples than we may already be. There's one verse, and I can't remember what the Sanskrit is, but I think it illustrates this point. Someone help me out with this, about the the metal or the alchemy or the metal, and it be English, please. Thank you very much. I wish I had the microphone to give you, but it illustrates the point that anyone can become a Vaishnava. Anyone can become a devotee. And let's not judge, well, who's qualified or who would become a devotee. Oh, that person can't become a devotee. You know, even in our own book distribution, here's another example. I remember back in the late 70s distributing books in Grand Central Station. And there was one person. He lived there. He lived in the subways. And he would constantly be breaking up our sales. We're giving someone a book. We're ready to take a donation. And he would say, no, no, don't. That's brainwashing. Don't give. Don't give. And he was constantly breaking up sales. But he would always be saying, that's Krishna. You're not interested. Don't give them money. That they're just giving the money to Krishna. So a few years went by, and I hadn't seen him because I had been on traveling Sankirtan. Well, I came back to New York, and I was distributing books in Grand Central Station again. And I saw this man coming up to me when I was speaking to someone. And I thought, oh boy, here we go again. But I just kind of put him out of my mind. Just imagine he wasn't there. Didn't get disturbed by him. And finished my sale of the book with the people I was speaking with. And they gave a donation. I turned and looked at the man and I said, yes, can I help you? He said, can I have one of those books? And I said, let me try to understand this. For so many years, you've been taking the books. You've been stealing our books. You've been breaking up our sales. You've been telling people not to buy our books. And now you want one of these books? Why? What has changed in you? And he says, well, I can offer you some change because this is all I have. So I said, well, what has changed in you? Why do you want this book? He says, well, I'm really sorry that I did that for all the years and breaking up the sales. I've read some of these books. You know, I've read through them. He hasn't read them in entirety, but he's read some of these books. And he started to see how real it is. And it changed his perception of who we are and what we were doing. And simply by watching us. And he got purified. So he took a book and he gave me some change. And then he went on his way. And I lost contact with this particular person. But maybe he's a devotee somewhere doing something. I don't really know. But so the examples that we have and the examples that we set are very, very important. And we never know who's going to finally take to Krishna consciousness. So it's our business to render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably. If your department head says, ask you to please do something, do it favorably as we can. We're humans. We're trying to become more human. We're trying to become devotees. So obviously, you know, sometimes, well, I don't really want to do that. But just do it. And then Krishna will be very pleased. And the Vaishnavas will be very pleased. And the greatest thing that you can do is to please the devotee, the Vaishnavas. And if you please the Vaishnavas, then Krishna's pleased. So this process of Krishna consciousness, wonderful process. We've been given this Maha Mantra by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The greatest gift that we can get, the greatest gift that we can give anyone. And so let's just continue to strive for that mercy, strive for the taste for which we're always anxious. By engaging in Krishna consciousness, by chanting 16 rounds a day, by following the process, even the little things, Prabhupada says, pay attention even to the little things. And ultimately, we will become Ahaitukiya Pratiyata Yatma Supersedati. We will become satisfied and happy in our life. So we have just a few minutes. Thank you very much for coming to Bhagavatam class and listening to this discourse. Just want to see if anybody has any comments or questions. Sura Prabhu. Can someone give him the microphone, please?
Traveling throughout the country, and he happened, I think it was 75, he went to the Berkeley, California campus, and there was a guy there that was the original Berkeley bum. He looked like a monster with long hair and a beard, and he was eating out of the garbage. But they were distributing Krishna prasadam from the bus, and somehow he got remnants of the Krishna prasadam in his journey to the garbage. His name was David Estes. He actually had a name. And somehow Goswami Maharaj pulled him on the bus and preached to him. And he became one of the biggest, perhaps the biggest, book distributor on all of Radha Damodar. He is and still leader in our society, Dhruva Maharaj Das. So I was reminded about that when you told the stories. This guy actually joined and became huge contributor to Krishna consciousness.
Wow, great story. So you never know who's going to pass you on the sidewalk. So always keep some books with you, because you never know who you're going to bump into. Somebody may even come up to you and say, "Oh, I see you have these really nice neck beads, or these nice beads. Where are they from?" Or sometimes people say, well, in our line of work, they may say, "Well, your wife has the same beads as yours. Is there some kind of significance?" And then that gives me the opportunity to speak Krishna consciousness to people. So I don't want to get caught off guard without having some kind of literature that I can give them. And I have been caught off guard. So, you know, keep something with you. Bhutadi Prabhu. Brigupati Prabhu. I just want to make sure you were listening.
Yeah. I had an interesting experience. This happened a really long time ago, 40 years ago plus. I was in a parking lot in Hempstead, Long Island, I think it was.
Hey, I used to
and I was distributing books. I had like some Back to Godhead magazines with me. And some kid comes up to me and he goes, "Hey, what are you doing?" I said, "I'm distributing these." He says, "I'm interested in this kind of stuff. I'm interested in this." I said, "Great, well, maybe you could help me distribute these magazines." So I gave him some magazines, and he started helping me distribute the magazines, the Back to Godhead magazines. And he's sitting right in front of me now, giving Bhagavatam class.
Jai. That's right. Right? You taught me how to do book distribution before I even joined the temple.
That's right.
Jai. Yes, Satchitanoi Prabhu.
Yeah, I was reflecting also on the same thing about how being present in a place where Krishna gives you the opportunity to transform or change someone else by Prabhupada's mercy. In 1979, we were doing more vehicles, book distribution outside the door. In this particular place, there was a manager who was not really friendly with us. He didn't really like it at all. He was just tolerating for years. And but one day, one person came, and he was going to receive a book, but he was going to pull a trick on us, me and somebody else. And suddenly, in the exchange, he played a trip, like saying, "I gave you $20 already. Can you give me the change?" And I look around, and I thought, "What do you mean?" He said, "Yeah, I give you $20. Can you give me change? I haven't even asked for the money yet, for the donation." And I thought, my God, what to do, right? So I was thinking, this guy really was a problem now. I said, "Well, I'm sorry, but you didn't give me anything." I said, "Oh, no." And then he immediately rolled his sleeves and he started fighting. And we were like, you know, fighting. And then there was a big commotion, because the guy was huge and big, and I'm a little small guy. And somebody else came and helped me out, another devotee who was far away. And the whole DMB came out. Everybody came out, you know, and then the manager came. That person, that particular person who was not really favorable, came out and he started looking at, you know, like, "Are you guys okay? Are you guys all right? Should I call the police for this guy?" I said, no, we're fine. It's okay now." And this person, from that time on, every morning, he was just like, you know, saying, "Good morning, how are you doing?" And I was thinking, what was that change about? Unfortunately, I never had the chance to get back to him and actually talk to him more. But I could see that the devotee's presence, like you were mentioning about the man breaking the cells, and we have hundreds of stories like that. Devotees can write a big list of many things happening, how a person changed right in front of you. So this is due to Krishna Prabhupada's mercy. Sankirtan Jagya Ki.
Jai.
Book distribution Ki.
Jai.
Gaura Premanandi.
Jai. Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.